Monty, do you know that they make maple popcorn?
Oh.
We take the Pioneer Valley popcorn and then we use our maple syrup to make a delicious coating on it.
That sounds too dangerous.
Yeah, it's addictive.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Alex Breitneicher, the development director for CESA, the local hero folks, and Kim Stevens, who is part of the Hager family and recently have acquired Pioneer Valley popcorn. So two things that I love. One, maple cream on fried dough is essential to my gastronomy, and popcorn is a regular occurrence at the Belmonte household. And I didn't know that the Hagers were now at the helm of Pioneer Valley popcorn, but let's start there, Kim. What's the Hager's relationship to Pioneer Valley popcorn?
We bought Pioneer Valley popcorn from Christine Romacci in 2016, and we've been growing the popcorn on our own property since then.
What is the difference between local popcorn and other popcorns?
The popcorn we grow for Pioneer Valley popcorn, it's a white, low-hull, non-GMO popcorn. Compared to a lot of the popcorns that you would buy from the Midwest, which tend to be more yellower, this is really white and it has a really great popcorn taste. That makes any sense at all.
It does, although I, you know, in some ways like lobster, which I also claim to love, it's really a delivery system for butter for me. Lobster and popcorn deliver butter in a semi-neutral way to my mouth. Why is this something that Hager wanted to get involved in and acquire?
Well, we used to be a pretty sizable dairy farm, and we sold our cows in late 2013. So we had some really great river bottom land that we were trying to figure out what we were going to grow on. And Pioneer Valley popcorn came up for sale and we figured, you know, we can grow great field corn. I think we can do popcorn. And we all love popcorn.
Belmonte family, especially me and my seven-year-old, we like it with butter, nutritional yeast, salt, and garlic powder. How do you take your popcorn? Kim Stevens, co-owner of Pioneer Valley Popcorn, along with the Hager family there on Route 2.
I go back to the basics. I just like a little bit of salt. That's all I need.
No butter?
No, I just like it with a little salt. And my family thinks this is kind of strange, but growing up, my grandmother always had a kettle of popcorn all week long. She would make it on Sunday night and she would leave it there. So I kind of like it stale.
What about you, Alex Breitneicher, development director for CESA? How do you take your popcorn?
Similar to you, Monty, except nutritional yeast and soy sauce.
Wow. So you like dump the soy sauce on there and get it all wet and gooey, or is it just like lightly sauced with soy sauce?
No, it's gooey. Definitely gooey.
I also admit, I think I might be allergic to nutritional yeast, so sometimes I'll put so much on and then eat it and then throw up. So that's fun. Now I'm in the oversharing part of our conversation with Kim Stevens Pioneer Valley Popcorn and Alex Breitneicher, the development director of CESA. The cool thing about Pioneer Valley Popcorn, if you haven't had it, is you can have it and support CESA all at the same time. And for those who don't know the coded language of nonprofits, development director means the person that helps to make the money happen for these great organizations. So Alex Breitneicher, how does Pioneer Valley Popcorn tie into what you at CESA are up to right now?
Because we could not do any events this year, just like basically everybody else. And one of the really great things about working for CESA is our amazing access to local food and farms and folks who make food out of local food. And we couldn't get people together. We could not feed them. So this was a like quasi attempt at replicating that in a very different way. So we put together two different size tote bags with local products that people can buy. And we get the proceeds from that. We're working with Atlas Farm and Clarktail Fruit Farms, the good Ben Clark. So you can go to buylocalfood.org and get a tote bag and get some great stuff and support CESA at the same time.
How much are the bags if we want to support CESA this way?
$60 for the small bag and $110 for the large bag. They're really nice canvas tote bags, and you may think that you don't need another tote bag in your life, but you do, as this one, and it's lovely. And there's artwork on it from a local artist, Ariel Jessup, who lives in Northampton.
What is in the bag?
Maple syrup, some sriracha, jam, a couple of different vinegars, depending on which size you get, salsa, Old Friends Farm, chai tea mix, apples from Ben, popcorn.
And that brings us back around to the popcorn, and we're also speaking with Kim Stevens from Pioneer Valley Popcorn, part of the Hager's family now. You have like a farm market there that I've visited many times during the course of this quarantine. How has the Hager family been faring throughout this rough time?
we're doing pretty well. I think we've switched the store around at least 20 times over the course of the summer to try to accommodate and keep people safe. But people have been really supportive of buying local products, so we've been doing okay.
I missed your fried dough at the fair with maple cream.
A lot of people did.
That's like the only time I allow myself to have that. So I decided to leave that Haeger maple cream fried dough shaped hole in my heart to appreciate it even more when the fair comes back next year. But I will not leave a popcorn shaped hole in my heart. I'm going to continue to get that Pioneer Valley popcorn whenever I can get my hands on it. Apart from at your store on Route 2 there in Shelburne, where else can we get Pioneer Valley popcorn nowadays if we want to support local while we binge watch The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, let's say?
We wholesale to quite a wide variety of stores: Atkins Farm, State Street Fruit Farm, all the way down in East Hampton, Big E's, and then a lot of other little places in between. You can certainly check out our website, pioneervalleypopcorn.com, and that has a list of all of the stores that that you can find our popcorn in.
Kim Stevens, who is one of the co-owners of Pioneer Valley Popcorn, along with the Haeger family, her husband Aaron, and Alex Breitniger, the development director for CESA. You can support CESA, get an awesome tote bag filled with local hero goodies. Where do we go to find those bags and to pick up whatever ones remain, Alex?
Buylocalfood.org. It's right there on the homepage. You have until Sunday the 13th at 5 o'clock to get your order in. And we will do distribution the following Saturday at locations across the valley on the 19th.
That's at buylocalfood.org.